This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what it looks like when God is pulling you toward greater. Recently, we talked about when Christ calls you to Him, when you want to lay down and give up, He's saying, "Come to me." But there are other times when He's calling you to Him because He wants to transform your thinking and ultimately lead you to greater. And sometimes when God is pulling you to greater, all you have is a feeling. You don't have any answers per se, just a feeling. And this is precisely what happened to Nicodemus. In fact, Nicodemus's feelings were so strong, they prompted him to pursue Jesus in the middle of the night for answers. Nicodemus was a member of the Jewish ruling council and thus an established figure in the community. Yet God was still leading him to greater. When he confronted Jesus in the night for answers, he learned that his strict observance of the Old Testament would not be enough to save him. His salvation would only come through Christ. Nicodemus's eyes were being opened to a new way, and there was no turning back. His transformation was imminent. He went from secretly seeking Jesus out at night to openly participating in Jesus's burial for all to see. Do you have a feeling today that God is pulling you toward greater? If so, remember these words, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, embrace your feeling.